Lack of products on supermarket shelves has become a familiar sight for shoppers over the past week or so. With truck drivers and supermarket workers either sick with COVID-19 or identified as close contacts of positive cases, it's placing pressure on the supply chain for producers, independent stores and supermarkets. In the dairy industry alone, the sector is facing up to 40% absenteeism amid the surge in coronavirus cases. Australian Dairy Products Federation President Grant Crothers says that affects farmers as well as the supply chain.
The worst case scenario is that milk doesn't get picked up off farm and the farmer has got 300 cows he's got to milk tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. What's he going to do? He's got to dump his milk.
Jeanette Banksy, Director of Stores for Woolworths Supermarkets, says supply chain problems are showing up in the stores as well.
Currently we have over 20% of our distribution team absent and over 10% of our store team absent. And how that's playing out in stores for our customers is dependent on the time of day that they visit our stores. They may see some empty shelves of certain products. It's having an enormous impact on our team, of course, for those that do turn up. We are short-staffed. But our customers are doing an amazing job at the moment of only shopping what they need, and we'd really like to thank them for that.
And concerns about vaccine supplies remain ongoing. Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says he has seen repeated examples of supply chain issues with vaccination supplies where deliveries have simply not turned up.
This is happening in the third year of a pandemic. So working people have made incredible sacrifices and have stepped up. The trade union movement sat down and made compromises and gave up conditions in the short term that they relied upon in order to keep the economy going. They did their part of the bargain. The federal government, led by Scott Morrison, has not done its part of that bargain.
The Prime Minister is now holding crisis talks with industry heavyweights as he attempts to solve the nation's critical staffing and supply chain shortages. Scott Morrison says these interruptions are no surprise.
That's what riding this wave of COVID means, with so many cases appearing every day, and that expected to continue until its peak. This will have an obvious impact right across our supply chains. Now, that's to be expected with a serious escalation in the cases that we've seen. And that will, of course, have impacts. And it's important that we continue to problem solve right across all of these areas, be it in transport, healthcare, aged care, as we've already been doing.
New South Wales Health has already introduced an exemption for essential workers who are isolating as close contacts of positive cases, allowing them to return to work if they're not symptomatic and considered essential to services, something Jeanette Banksy says Woolworths was pleased to see.
We welcome the decision by the government and the exemption that was announced. That will continue to help us to ensure that we have supply of the essential products on our shelves for our customers when they do shop in our stores.
The federal government is now set to widen that change, expanding the number of industries where workers would be eligible for less stringent isolation requirements. A negative rapid antigen test result would still be required for workers to return after an exposure, but patience is wearing thin. For National Farmers Federation President Fiona Simpson, frustrations remain over the chronic shortage of rapid antigen tests for those in isolation, with producers being forced to dump their stock and lose income, and she is questioning why more preparation wasn't done at the federal level.
I really think that people wouldn't have thought we'd be here again now. I do think people would think generally that we may have learnt and we may have been able to do some of this strategic planning as, you know, we were going through the Delta variant and we knew what was coming ahead of us through what was happening globally. And so it is disappointing that we do find ourselves in this position again under extreme pressure.
Meanwhile, for many producers and supermarkets, other issues are lingering. Prabhlan Dua from Knox Business Group says the government needs to step in and help.
The shipping lines have raised their charges. The containers used to come here from Asia, say for $1,000 USD. I have myself paid $10,000. That is just not right. We need the government to step in here and assist us and talk to these shipping lines and help us so we can make sure that the food, at least of everything that is needed, food does not run out.
The supply chain issues are also playing into problems that predate the pandemic, such as fair prices for dairy farmers. Joe Bradley, a fourth generation dairy farmer, says the industry is struggling because of costs.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. And And I've watched generation farmers who have felt that somehow they're a failure because their dad made it work and their granddad made it work, but they can't make it work. But they're not a failure. It's just this bloody system where, as I said, we're getting paid less for our milk than we were 20 years ago.
Deborah Grook, SBS News.